Rav Amar, Rav Nachman. Rav says over the name of Rav Nachman, Shliach Kedayonim. Shliach has the same thing like Dayonim. That they make a mistake, up until a sixth, it's still okay. More than a sixth, then it's no good. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisniyam, Rav Nachman, they said over the name of Rav Nachman, no, Ki Almona. Our Shliach has the same halach like the widow herself. Just like when the widow sells it, the Almona sells it, we're saying any little mistake she makes, the Mechir is bottle, the same thing with the Shliach also. Now, what's the Svara? Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Rav said over the name of Nachman, Shliach ki Dayonim. So the Shliach we consider like Dayonim. That means they have a right to make a little mistake. Why? Ma Dayonim. Just like Dayonim. Lav l'didhu, since they're not selling it for themselves, so if they make a little mistake, like we see, it's not called, if they're not doing something for themselves, so we'll make it with them. Since they're not telling it for themselves, then we're a little bit lenient with them. And we say they can't be exact. So even though they make a little mistake, still it's okay. So the Shliach also the same way. He's not selling it for himself. He's selling it for the Yisraimim. So even though he makes a little mistake, still it's okay. Is Av Shliach Nami Lavadidei? Lafuki Yamona Mashenke, the widow herself, when she sells the property, Lididdo, she's selling it for herself. And when she's selling it for herself, then we're much more strict about her and tell her she only has the right to sell for herself if she gets the exact price. But if she got gypped and got a little bit less, then the mechira, the sale is no good. That's why, that's Rav's svara. Rav Shmuel bar Bisni Amar Rav Nachman. This one, Rav Nachman, I tell you no kalmona. I tell you that a shliach of the Yisoimim also has the same halacha like an amona. Any little mistake they make, the mechira is bottle. Why? Ma'al moni yichidoi, the svara is you're doing it by yourself. If you do something by yourself, any little mistake you do is no good. Av shliach yochid, who adin of a messenger, the shliach, the servant does it. He's also only a private person, one person. Therefore also the mechir is bottle. Lahuke bezdin mashenkem, when bezdin does it, the rabim ninu. The special svara when bezdin sells it, even though they make a little mistake, still the sale is good, because they're rabim. Like what the rabbim, what a majority, what a few people do together, that's a big power. So that we don't take away so fast. So therefore, shliach is not like a rabbi. So that's the machlokes. This the Gemara says, v'hilchos, so what's the maskon, what's the halacha? Shliach ka'amona. And it's like this last svara. Shliach is like an amona. That what the shliach, since it's only one person, he doesn't have the right to make a mistake. Any little mistake he makes, the mechir is bottled. But tomorrow now, Maishno Mihodatsanan. Why is this different than this halacha that we learned? We learned, that we just had, Hoy Melish Luchai. If a master tells a servant, Say Vitorim, go out to my fields and collect me my fruits in Eretz Yisrael and take off Truma for me. So it says, Halacha is Turim Kadas Balabais. The Shliach is supposed to do it the same way the Balabas himself would do it. Like we said, there are different Shurim. Some people give 1/50th, some give 1/40th, and some give 1/60th. Depends if it's a nice eye or a bad eye. Now, if you may need a day of Daita Shabalabais, let's say the servant does not know the das, what kind of a person the Balabas is. He doesn't know, is he a stingy guy? Is he a light guy who likes to give? Is he a medium guy? He doesn't know what he does. So, Minasofik, what you should do then is Turim Babaninus. He's supposed to give off 1/50th. And 1/50th of the fruit should be for Truma. That's the middle Madrega. That's what normal people do. What's going to be, and that's Echad Mechamishim. What's going to be piches asara? You gave a 10 less. You gave 1/60th. Or hoysev asara? You gave 1/40th. Truma sa truma. Still the truma is good. The question is why he's a shliach here. How come if he makes a little of a mistake, if he does, as we're saying now, if you don't know the das of the balabos, what you're supposed to do is give 1/50th. It says if he made a mistake and gave 1/40th, or you gave 1/60th, still it's good. The question is why you're only a shliach. And by a shliach, we're coming out now, any little mistake he does, the balabas has the right to say, I never made a shliach for that. It's bottle. Falcon here we say, if he made an extra 10, still it's good. Swara says, no. Hossam over there by Truma is different. The Ika, Kivon, the Ika, the Turim, B'yayin, Ro. There are some people that are stingy, only give 1/60th. The Ika, the Turim, B'yayin, Yofa. And there are some people that give 1/40th. They have a good eye. Is Omalei, so the Shliach has a right to say, that after he's giving now 1/40th, Lahochi Yam Daticha. He's allowed to say, that's what I thought you are. I thought, even though I don't know exactly, but I like evaluated you, and I thought that you're such a person would want to give 1/40th. So that's why it's not called the Mekach Tois. That's why he has the right to do it. Aval Hocha Tusahu. But over here, you can't tell me that the Baal HaVos would be nichet to you to make a mistake. I want you to sell my field. Everybody knows business is business. It was a $10,000 field. I want to see $10,000. If you sold it for $9.99, you didn't get the money. So Mela, it's called the necklace, it's called the toys. Therefore, here by a shliach, by money, we tell it's no good. Or here by Truman, though, he has the right to say, this is the way I thought that you would want to give also. Tosu, Amalei Leibolech Lodin Lomiti, should have made a mistake. Omer Afuna, Bar Chanino, Omer Av Nachman, Halocha Kedivri Chachomim. So we paskin like the Chachomim. So Rav Nachman was paskin like the Chachomim, like the Tanakam of the Mishnah, that says, well, when the Dayonim sell the property, if they made a mistake by a sixth, the Mechir is bottle. So Rav Nachman alone is also saying this. So Rav Huna, Bar Chanino, said this over the name of Rav Nachman, that Halocha Kedivri Chachomim, that even when Bezdin sells the fields, if Bezdin makes a mistake of a sixth, it's also no good. For the Gemara Kash, is that true? The last line of Rav Nachman, Ma'akayach Bezdin Yofa, is it true that Rav Nachman holds this svara that you don't say, that you don't say there's a special power to Bezdin? Like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mishnah argues and says, no, Bezdin has a special power that even though they make mistakes, you can't retract what they did, it's good. The Tanakhama, Rav Nachman now is passing, like the Tanakhama, that if Bezdin makes a mistake, it's called a mistake, and the Mechir is no good. Is that true? I have Omer, Rav Nachman alone said, Omer Shulim Rav Shmuel, Yisoyimim Shebo Lecholik, V'nichsei Aviyem. Let's say when the father dies, and left over young children, so they're going now to divide up the father's property, the Yerusha. So it says, if they're Yisoyimim, the young children, Bezdin Mamidim Lemapotropis. Bezdin appoints somebody, an older person, to take over, to divide the property equally. And they have a right, they're supposed to give each one a nice portion. So Bezdin does this like. Now it says, Higdilu, then later the kids grow up. So they have a right to say, we're not satisfied with the portion we got. I want to get your portion. And they have a right to make the chalukah, the dividing, over again. For Rav Nachman, the day Yom Rav Nachman himself says no, Higdilu, even though these young kids grow up later, Ein Yechadon Limchais, they don't have a right to disagree with the property what they received. Why? Because them came Makayach Bezdin Yofa. Since like they received this from Bezdin, Bezdin was the one that divided up this property, Bezdin appointed the apotropis to divide up the property equally, so since Bezdin did it, the kids do not have a right later to say, we want to go and do opposite what Bezdin did. No, there's a power. What Bezdin does is done. We can't go against it. So here's a theory of Nachman. Here of Nachman says, we can't go against what Bezdin did. And here, on our Gemara, Rav Nachman is passing like a Chum in the Mishnah, that if Bezdin sold the property, made a mistake for a sixth, they could retract it. It's no good. So where it says, like Kasha, I tell you, there's a big difference. Hode toy, hode loy toy. And now what Mishnah is talking about, well, Bezdin made a mistake. They got gypped. They didn't get enough money. Then, even though there's a svara, Bezdin has a strong power, but not to make somebody have a loss. So since the Yisraelim are having a loss here, their sale is no good. Ma'ashein kein, hode loy toy. Over here, when they divided up the property of the father, they didn't make a mistake. The father left over four properties, each one worth $10,000. So they divided up, each kid got a property. So each kid got $10,000 worth. There's no jipping. So that's why over here, they can't go against what Bezdin said. For the Gemara, then even according to the Tanakhama, what's the Havamina? If they didn't make any mistake, if every kid got the exact amount they're supposed to get, so how could they retract, even according to the Tanakhama? How could he say they were allowed to go and make the divide it over again? What do you gain? Everybody has the exact amount they're supposed to get. And the Gemara Baruchais, yes, there's a difference of which property got the neighbors. True, the father left over four properties. One on 8th Street, one on 10th Street, one on 11th, and one on 15th Street. The question is then divided out equally. Each kid got one. When they grow up, the kid has a right to say, you got the one on 10th Street. My best friend lives next to me. Chveis, my uncle lives next to me. I want to have that one. So that's why they have a right to divide up the chalukah. And at that, Rav Nachman says, no, nothing doing. Since Bezdin gave you this property ready before, and they didn't jip you, you got exactly what you're worth. Just you want to get at a different street. For that, you don't have a right to go against what Bezdin said. So therefore, there's no stira in Rav Nachman. Mersel like a meister, ki yosser Rav Dimi, oh my meister, how a story happened, for yosser Rav Gedevich HaChomim. And Amalapana Porta Benoi Shreb Loza Ben Porta Benashab Ben Benoi Shre Prota Hagodl, him came Akoyak Bezdin Yofa. Like, what's the good of Bezdin? In other words, first Rebbe did like a Chum in our Mishnah to say what that Bezdin's if they sold and made a loss of a sixth, you'd take it back. And then they said back and says, no, him came Akoyak Bezdin Yofa. The Echsa Rebbe Yasa Maisa. And Rebbe turned the Rebbe did it over again. Rebbe Dibi Masnochi. And Layofa Rebbe Yasa Maisa, they didn't do the Maisa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again tomorrow night. We'll stop here. You're holding Daf Kuf from Aleph, the three quarters down. Mara says now, Kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, is Omar, he said, Maisa, once happened this case, that the Yosa Rebbe Kedivri Chachomim. Rebbe did a Maisa like the Chachomim in the Mishnah, that says if the Bezdin evaluated a field and they made a mistake, they charged too much or too little, so if they made a mistake by 1/6, the Mishnah says the Mechir is bottle, they have to redo it, they did it over again. So Rebbe Paskel like the Chachomim. Omar Lefonov, so Parto, so this person, Parta, you stand in front of Rebbe. And he was Benoi Shereb Lezer, the son of Reb Lezer, Ben Parta, Ben Benoi Shereb Parta Godel. The grandson like a Parta Godel. That he said back to Rebbe, how come? Im kei ma'koyich bezden yofa. Like, isn't there a good svar in the Mishnah, like a Shurma Megamliel, that says when Bezdin does something, even if they make a mistake, so what? They have the power. Like, if you say what they do, we have to retract it. So, ma koyach bezdin yofa, where's the power of bezdin? So, when Rebbe heard this, vehechsa Rebbe yasamaisa. Rebbe Taka changed around the case. Even though first Rebbe Paskin, Rebbe said, that since the bezdin made a mistake, they evaluated the field. And they made a mistake more than a sixth, we said we have to retract the sale. The sale is no good. Now Rebbe was choyzer and said no. Rebbe retracted and said, yes, the sale is good. Because even though Bezdin makes mistakes, that's a svara ma'koyach Bezdin yofa. Bezdin has a power. That's the first case. That's the way Rav Dimi learned the story. Rav Dimi mas nochi. Rav Dimi learned like this.
Yeah. How does this be? Yes, Rav Dimi.
Yeah, Rav Dimi mas nochi. This is the way Rav Dimi learned this case. Rav Safra mas nochi. Rav Safra learned the case a little bit different. He learned it was like this. Maisa, it happened a case, Obikesh Rebbe Lasos Kedivri Chachomin. That Rebbe just wanted to do like the Chachomin. Not that he actually did it yet, just he wanted to do like the Chachomin. In other words, there was a case that Bezdin had a sale of somebody's property, and they evaluated it, and they sold it, and they made a mistake by a sixth. They got too little, they charged less, they were shipped by a sixth. So first Rebbe wanted to say that that sale is no good, the Mechir is bottle. He just wanted to do that way. His Omel fun of so right away came that Parta Benoi, Shreb Lezer Ben Prata Ben Benoi Shreb Prata Godel, that this person, Parti, or the grandson of the Prati Agodel, came and said to Rebbe, why do you want to say what the Bezdin did is no good? Isn't there a svar of him came, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa? We should have this svar, like it says now, Mishnah, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, that whatever Bezdin does something, it's okay. Bezdin has the power. And on this, the case was, Einach Nami, Rebbe agreed, and therefore Rebbe wanted to say it's no good. But when he heard this svar, it's now the din, and now what happened was, Lo Yosa Rebbe Yasamaisa. Rebbe did not do the action. Rebbe did not make the Bezdin's sale go back. So the kids, it's a question, if Rebbe really made the sale no good, and then Rebbe was chayzer, or just Rebbe wanted to make the sale no good, and he retracted, he didn't do it. So that's the shalom between Rav Dimi and Rav Safra, exactly what the case was. So Gemara wants to say, Lema, let's say, Pahoka Miflagi, this is what they're arguing about, Rav Safra and Rav Dimi, that Ma Sovar Toye Bidvar Mishneh chayzer. According to Rebbe Dimi, that he learns the pshat is that Rebbe taught the first paskin that when Bezdin made the sale is no good. Since they charged more than a sixth, the sale is no good. But then when Rebbe heard the svara,
like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he retracted and he said, no, the sale is good. Because why? Because he holds that Toyi b'Dvar Mishnah Chayzer. If you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, you have a right to retract what you did. So Rav Dimi holds this svara of Makoyach Bezdin Yofa, how good, how powerful Bezdin should be, is like it says in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though the Chomag you want him, Rashi says, but since he's saying something with a good svara, it's a good reasoning, we should believe it. So it's like the Mishnah says, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. That's why Rav Dimi says, even though Rebbe changed the sale and said it was no good, he had a right to be Chayzer. Well, Masov Rav Safra holds no, that Rebbe didn't do anything yet. Because if Rebbe really would have paskin, like the Chomin, to say the sale is no good, I would tell you, ain't a Chayzer. Rebbe had no right then to retract himself. Even though it's like a Mishnah saying the opposite. So that's this Machlokes. If you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, do you have a right to retract the sale? Well, the other svar is no, the sale goes through. Even though you made a mistake, so the pshat is then the dying has to pay the money from his own pocket, the mistake that he made. But he can't retract the sale. So maybe that's the machlokes here. So Mura says, lo, you have no proof from over here. I'll tell you really, the kuli yalma, everybody holds that toye b'dvar mishnah, even if you make a mistake in something that it says clearly in the mishnah, chayzer, you have a right to retract. You made a sale go through, like here, Bezdin made the sale, and later we came out, the Mishnah says a svara that Makayach Bezdin Yof, even though they made a mistake, it's a good sale, we would be Chayzer. So, if so, what's the Machlokes then? I'll tell you, Uma Sovar Hochi Hevi Maisa, Uma Sovar Hochi Hevi Maisa, there's no proof in here. It was a Maisa, a case happened. The question is exactly, what was the case? Like, did Rebbe already tell the person that the Bezdin sale is no good? And then he wanted to retract it? Or Rebbe didn't get around yet to say what Bezdin sold is no good? But it could be everybody agrees, even if Rebbe would have said the sale is no good, he has a right now to say the sale should be good. Because in a mistake that says in the Mishnah, you could be Chayzer. So that's not the Machlokes, this Maisa Stam is just a question, what exactly took place? He says this is what took place. And he says, this is what took place. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, we had this Gemara before, Ar Malosa Dizvina, an Amona, a widow that sells the property. Her husband died. So Halacha is, when the husband died, she has a right to collect the ksuba. And even he left over property, even though the Yisoyimim, the kids, Yash and the father, take over the father's property. But the law is, though, that the Amon of the widow has a right to sell the property, either to get mezoinis, to get food teed on, or else to get money teed on, or else to get a ksuba. So let's say the Amon sells the property, the law is, Achrayis Ayasmi. The Achrayis, let's say she sells this property to Reuven. Reuven pays $1,000 for it. So now she has $1,000 cash, either she uses it for mezoinis to live on, or she uses it for a ksuba. Then let's say 2 months later, somebody comes and says, you know, that field was my field, it was stolen from me. So Lachrin, and if he has Edim, that it was a stolen field, he has a right to take it away from Reuven. Now Reuven bought it with Achrayis, Reuven comes back complaining, you sold me a stolen field, I want my money back. Who could Reuven go back to? Does Reuven go back to the widow, to the Amona, or to the Yisoyimim? So that's of Yosef Chiddushi, he has to go back to the Yisoyimim. In other words, when the Almona, when she sells the property, she's selling it like a shliach of the Yisoyimim. Because really, midiraisa, when the father dies, the kids take over. They yashin the property. Just the wife, the widow, she has a right to sell it. So she's selling it b'shlichus of the Yisoyimim. Therefore, if something goes wrong later, the achrayis is back to the Yisoyimim. Another thing Rav Yosef said was the same thing with Bezdin Tizoven. Let's say Bezdin sells the property. The husband dies, and she wants to collect the ksuba now, so Bezdin does her a favor, and Bezdin goes down and sells the fields for her. The same thing, if Bezdin sold it to somebody, and now the field is taken away from that person, Achrayis Ayasmi, the person has the right to go back to the Yisoyimim, those are the ones that gave the guarantee. So Gemara says, Pshita Almona Lo Yitzrichle. But Gemara Pshita, like it's Poshid, Almona, and the more answers, you're right. It's so easy, simple. So Almona Lo Yitzrichle. We don't need the Chiddush here for the case of the Almona. When the widow, when she's selling it, Pshita, she's selling it for the kids. And therefore, if there's something goes wrong later, the guarantee was upon the kids. They have to pay back the money. Ki yitzruch lei, when is there a chiddush over here? What is it teaching us? That beidina, even in a case when Bezdin sells her fields, also we say that there's a, also we say that the achrayis is upon the yisoyimim. Because that's a chiddush. Because now the time I would have thought to say,